Good morning. Welcome into prayer time here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. Thank you for joining us today. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. Mark Bubeck is our base of what we're talking from. He's written this Jesus's Revival Words for This Hour. And he talked about the competent words and then the contradicting words from Revelation chapter 3. And now he brings us a counseling word. Jesus has a counseling word to each of us. One of the great things of Scripture is the dignity that the Lord always assigns to who we are, to our personhood. He is not intrusive. Satan is intrusive with his kingdom. Christ comes only to minister to us with our permission and our invitation. When He speaks to us, He does not demand it. He's a gentleman. He demanded it in the law, but we're in the age of grace. And so He counsels us. He is a wonder of a counselor. He was to be known as Counselor. There's no counselor ever like Jesus Christ. And this is what He says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 18. I counsel thee to buy of Me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. This is apocalyptic symbolism. Buy of Me. I don't think I can comprehend all that it means. I certainly can't explain it to you completely. But I know the gold means real spiritual riches. When you have that kind of riches of which Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7 and verse 18, chapter 2 verse 7, chapter 3 verse 8 and 16, when you have that kind of riches, you're truly rich. Then Jesus talks about white clothing. I don't know what all that means either, but it means moral cleanness, moral purity. We know that. By the way, moral cleanness and moral purity is not very much in our churches anymore. And that's one reason why our churches are impotent today. Keep in mind that the world we live in is a world for which we have become responsible. These things which are out there have happened on our watch: the killing of the unborn, the wretched violence, the drugs, the immorality, the mocking of God in high places, the shame of our nakedness is on display for all to see. Jesus counsels us to get eye salve so we can see through God's eyes, so we can have God's wisdom. And He says, buy this from Me. Well, how do we do that? The Bible always interprets itself when you come up with a question like that. How do you buy it? Isaiah 55, verse 1 tells us, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." What God is saying is, come, 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 come. The place of prayer for revival is where people do not stop when revival does not happen when we think it should happen. But we just come and we come and we come because we know it is in the will of God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. It is our responsibility to believe God for revival. So we're consistent and we keep coming in prayer to buy it. And that's in quotations for you, to buy it from Him. In Isaiah 55, verses 2 and 3, He talks about listening. He says, "Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live." So when you're buying, you're not only coming in prayer, but you're listening. You're listening through your own saturation of your heart with the Word of God. You sit under the teaching of God-anointed pastors who shepherd you and teach you, and you hear from God, you listen to buy. So you pray and you listen. We appreciate Mark Bubeck sharing this with us. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us with a love that is beyond all measure. Thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves. Thank you for forgiving us by your grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Thank you for the forgiveness that's ours through Christ Jesus. Thank you for salvation. And thank you for your Holy Spirit's indwelling of us, empowering of us, guiding of us. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you. And Lord, I pray that you will help us each one to make our words sweet today, that we might be winsome as we present the truth of the gospel to people who would listen wherever they may be. Now, Father, I pray for our churches. I know some are in dire, dire straits, and yet there are some that are held together very well by your word and by your power. And they are teaching the truth and doing the work that you've called them to do. I pray for those today, especially that you would strengthen them. I pray that you'll bring these churches that are scattered and falling apart, that you'd bring them back together and that your word would go forth from them. I pray for those pastors and teachers and elders and deacons that are standing and preaching, teaching this weekend. And I pray that you would prepare hearts for the message. Now, Lord, make provision for us and for this ministry, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.